Well, I think from a playing point of view, a Chelsea legend, you know, amazing success. He's been instrumental in that with his defensive displays. He's right up there with some of the very, very famous Chelsea players. It's just a bit surprising, actually, the news off the back of such a comprehensive FA Cup win here this evening at MK Dons. But, you know, I suppose John has to start to plan for the future. Credit to him for admitting that it won't be another English club because of his love for Chelsea, having come through the ranks. And I think, you know, he'll look forward to a new challenge as of next season elsewhere.
Do you think really this is an opportunity for John and Gus and the players to rally round and say at least give him something to celebrate come the end of the season? May not be a Premier League title, but the FA Cup, the Champions League, they're still in those.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I think, you know, both those cup competitions are still more than achievable for Chelsea. And, you know, he has this amazing ability, John Terry, in his time at the club to pull rank, get a group of players together for a common goal, and they've got that chance in those competitions this season. So it would be a fitting end to his Chelsea career if again he lifts a piece of silverware.
Thoughts on the FA Cup draw? Obviously Man City for Chelsea, a London derby, Tottenham against Crystal Palace. Both of those sides would be kicking themselves really that they've pulled each other. Arsenal with another home draw, trying to defend the title. And Watford with a winnable tie. And West Ham, if they get through as well, with a team from the division below. I mean, theoretically, you could say that there could be five London clubs in the last eight with those draws.
For our London coverage, it could be really exciting in terms of the number, the amount of teams with the possibility of progressing to the quarterfinals. I think certainly should be a given for Arsenal. Watford, I think, will get past Leeds. West Ham, I think, will beat Liverpool in the replay and win at Blackburn. And then you've got the big games with Tottenham Palace and obviously Chelsea, Man City, which could go either way. So lots to look forward to and some really exciting games come the weekend of the 20th, 21st.
An all London Cup final, Bradley?
Yeah, I think there's every chance this year. I really believe that with the amount of teams still left in it, we could have two in the final in May.